DJW Mobile.
For HKA
Mobile.
Well, hello, Pat.
HKX, W4DJW.
For HKX, I had to get away from that red light.
I'm buzzing.
And
how's your knee?
Really good. I'm heading home now so I can get changed to go to physical therapy. I've been up at the hospital all day with my grandfather. It's better. He just got dehydrated and took a fall, and now everything's getting better. He's just slowly recovered.
But it wasn't anything worse than that. Something recoverable from. So would you recommend it, the knee operation now?
Like I said, I'm glad he's getting better. He's still got a ways to go. They're going to keep him for some physical therapy to help him get back up on his feet. He's got real weak because he spent close to 14 hours in the floor before somebody found him.
My goodness, how old is he?
58, the 17th of this month.
Doing good.
He's normally done good. He just, like I said, he just got dehydrated and fell down, and he'd been living by himself, so now we're at the point where somebody's going to have to spend more time with him, not living there around the clock with him, but spending more time there.
People are still doing well in their 80s. I know my ex's grandfather used to climb up on his house when he was in his 80s. He'd climb up on a ladder and get on top of the house. In his 80s, he amazed everybody.
I think he'll be doing that anytime soon, or he hadn't done that in years. But, I mean, he's had several strokes and heart attacks, and he's still here with us, so he's a tough one.
You see less and less of that. You know, you used to see a lot of that in the past. You see less and less of that anymore. That's kind of frightening.
And it is. I don't know if it's societal changes or eating habit changes or a combination thereof, but something has definitely caused it.
It's, I have to learn. That's how you learn, right? The learning process. You do what's right, you do what's wrong, you continue to do the right stuff, and you try to figure out what the wrong stuff is and quit doing that.
Roger that. I've heard you say this before, is the pendulum swings one way and then it swings back to somewhere close to the middle as it moves through there. And that's what you try to stay.
You have it and hold it in the middle, but you can't do that. It's going to swing back and forth, back and forth.
So how are you doing? I hadn't had a chance to talk to you in quite a while.
So I've been spending a lot of time heads down in airplanes, getting my airplane inventory built back up, getting them functional again. I got a new transceiver that gives you feedback. If the wind blows and hits the side of the airplane, you feel it in the sticks down on the transmitter on the ground. It's new technology, and I'm having to learn it all. So I've been heads down, pouring through the documentation, trying to figure all this stuff out.
Neat. I got a accelerometer, yawometer in it. That way you can get your courses on each way and all that. I bet that is pretty neat. But getting feedback in the stick, I bet that's definitely an experience.
I see it for the first time. All this rain we've had, I had plenty of time to stay heads down and get half a dozen or more airplanes in it, programmed in it. They'd move over from my old ones. They're a binary file. They would move over. They're compatible. But the new one has so much more technology, I had to spend some time trying to figure it out. And the first one I put up in the air, it was pretty windy on Tuesday when I got out there. And the wind hit it, and it pushed back against, I was pushing the ailerons to the left, and it pushed me back to the right. That is eye-opening. When you push the stick, and the stick pushes back because of the wind up there, yeah, the receivers are getting more and more like flight controllers than receivers now. I imagine one day the receiver and the flight controller and everything's all going to be in one package. We're getting there. And it's going pretty fast. And it's hard to keep up. I'm pedaling hard.
Technology's moving so fast in every direction anymore. There's no chance of keeping up. in multiple areas, that's for sure.
Got my truck going on, so I'm not spending near as much time on it as I was. I still want to do some work on the suspension. Maybe race it up a little bit and put some bigger tires on it, I don't know. But I'm distracted with the thing I love the most, flying. So that's a good kind of distraction. Anyway, I'm at home, and I got to unload groceries. So it's good talking to you, Patrick. I'm glad to hear you're doing better with your knee, and hope your grandfather turns out well as well. Good talking to you, and catch you on the net. KOH, KX, W4DJW.
Dave, it's good talking to you, too. I'm glad you're spending time on something you love and enjoy in your retirement. That's always something to look forward to. Gives us all something to look forward to. But good to hear you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73.